Spiritual, the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual, the podcast.
I'm Nikki Renfro Martinez.
And I'm Haley McAwee.
And we're so happy to be back.
Woohoo!
It's been so long.
Yet another hiatus.
Yes. I think everyone understands, though.
Yeah.
It was mostly because of COVID restrictions, and when we do it, when we're not in person, when we're doing it online, there's sometimes some technical issues and it doesn't come out as well. So we were trying to wait, but now we're just doing it in person because we really wanted to.
Yes. And trying to still take into account seeing family in the near future and limiting our circles to the bare minimum.
But
yes. Making the cut.
Yes. Today's the last day that we can see friends and feel good about seeing families. There's 10 days before Christmas Eve, which is when I'll be seeing family. So, and you'll be seeing family.
Yeah, next week too. Yeah. Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah.
And you're going to get a COVID test before?
I'm going to get a COVID test before and when I'm coming back. Yeah.
Dang.
I know. Not It'll excited be fine. Stick up my nose, but it's so worth like knowing that I'm not bringing something home.
Did you make an appointment already?
No. I mean, no. But I will.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, it's been busy. It's been crazy. I'm sure all of you know that Haley has her own business. That's just so insane.
It's not a great time to have your own business.
No, it's amazing. And you're, like, killing it. But that's why, that's another reason why we've pushed back on meeting because.
Virtual recitals.
Yeah, it's just been really busy.
Yeah.
For Haley, really. Not really for me. We're going to be completely honest.
She finished her semester. That's
grad school was busy. Yeah. And then now that that semester's over, I feel quite free, which is so nice.
Woohoo!
So yeah, we took a little bit of a break, but we're going to be back, obviously, right now. And we'll have one more episode before the end of the year.
I know.
And then we'll kick off 2021, which is so crazy.
I know. We a new year. Feels like we didn't get this one or we
no
yeah shouldn't have
it felt like a lot of this year was just playing the waiting game. We were just waiting for, you know, COVID to be over.
Yeah.
For the most part,
pretty much.
And
pretty
it's
much.
Not it's not over.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
There's a bunch of moony things happening which I didn't know at all, but I'm really excited to learn more about.
Yes. So much energy astrology stuff coming up. So today is 12/14, which is a big eclipse day. But then we also wanted to do this podcast now and come have it come out on Thursday so that you guys are well informed for the solstice, which is a week from today, the winter solstice on the 21st, which is also supposed to be huge because of the way things are lining up. So I did a workshop with Revealing Soul and the Modern Astrologer on Saturday, but then also just reading a bunch of things, knowing things, hearing about things. I have a lot of notes.
Yes.
And I'm excited to share with you guys all the great stuff that's going on.
Yes. And I'm sure I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. Please ask me your questions.
First question.
What's the solstice?
Yeah.
Well, first let's talk about the eclipse.
Okay. Yes.
Let's do that first.
Today. That's right now.
Yes. So we had our first, not our first eclipse, but they come in sets of twos. And the first one of these two was on November 30th. So we're like in between eclipses right now. And then we have one today.
Okay.
In the winter. And then there was some in June. And in June, it was June 5th, which is right when the Black Lives Matter movement kicked off.
Yeah.
Not kicked off. It's been happening for years, as it should be. And it continues to be happening. But it really like came back to life and was like in the media because of all of what was going on. June 5th. And that was the first set of eclipses. So with eclipses, it comes so much crazy energy. And a lot of times it comes with a lot of change and transformation. And I'm not sure what sign it was in June, but I bet if we were to look back, it would be telling us to why there were so many more revolutionary things or people questioning the way that things have been happening and being ran. So this eclipse that's happening today is in Sagittarius and Gemini, and it is a new moon, so it's a solar eclipse. So it's in two signs, and sometimes when it's the lunar eclipse, it's in one sign, but this is a solar eclipse. So Sagittarius and Gemini, which we're Gemini, and Sagittarius is the sign across from us.
What month are they in?
Sagittarius?
Yeah.
It's now. It's happening right now.
Oh, we're in Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's exactly across from the chart. So it's like our half birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
Is in December, so it's Sagittarius. Does that make sense? Hopefully that makes sense.
It does.
Okay, so if you were to look up your birth chart, you would see this big circle. I wish this was a video and not a podcast now. And around the circle, there's all of the 12 zodiac, and there's an equal distance between all of them. So directly across from Gemini is Sagittarius. So Gemini is June, Sagittarius is December up until Capricorn.
Okay.
So it falls in Sagittarius, but because it's a solar eclipse, we have to look at both signs.
Yeah.
Versus if it's a lunar eclipse, you only pay attention to the one sign that it's falling in.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Sweet. Yes. No, it makes sense. I do wish that everybody could see your emotions.
Yeah. It's like a little dance.
The first one, we were talking about Baby Mama the other day, and that scene when you're like, you're going to love the oil. And you look like you're rubbing oil in
that. In my little zodiac chart.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So, yes, we're looking at Sagittarius and Gemini, and both of those are about movement and change and like efficiency and communication. Gemini is more about that quick knowledge and just wanting to know as much as possible in a short amount of time. And Sagittarius is more about the philosophy, the why, the how, and Gemini's more about the what. So they're both with knowledge, communicating that knowledge, and then with that knowledge comes a lot of movement and change. So that's partially why this eclipse is so powerful, because it's about change, and we're still feeling all of those effects. And even though you're hearing this on Thursday or later than that, eclipses are felt 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after. So it's important to keep that in mind when you're listening to this, that you could still easily be feeling this energy, and you probably have been feeling it for the past few weeks. Eclipses are similar to full moon energy in that, like, there's a lot of that energy, and you want to be able to release, and they offer a chance of clearing everything in a short amount of time. So that's why around eclipses, and it could be why we're feeling so much craziness, is because we're in eclipse season right now, and we're ending it. But even though we're ending our eclipse season, we're going into the winter solstice. So it's just like December is just like a crazy month of energy.
Okay.
Which I'm definitely feeling in a lot of different ways. And I think a lot of people are feeling. And
yeah,
for sure. The world is just, I mean, this whole year has been
a
crazy year.
Full eclipse this whole
year. this whole year, everything's in retrograde. It's just crazy energy this whole time. So if you want to know more about how this eclipse is affecting you personally, if you go onto either astrologycafe.com, or even if you go to the Modern Astrologer, the astrologer who I've talked about a lot on this podcast, on her site, you can pull up your free chart. And then she has a really great video of teaching you how to find it in your own chart.
Okay.
So you would need your birth date, your time of birth, and then the place that you were born. Type all that in, and then it'll show your birth chart. And then she explains, if you go to her Instagram, she has a video talking about how to find where this eclipse falls in your houses. So then that will tell you how it's going to affect you personally. But overall, it's in Sagittarius and Gemini. So for the collective, it's a lot of change, a lot of movement, a lot of feeling ungrounded too with that change. It's just busy energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a lot.
Yeah. I like it though.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Makes me want to go look it up, but I still don't know what
I was going to say. I could talk about when mine is, but I'd also want to talk about when yours is, and you don't know yours because you don't know what time you were born. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, it's hard.
You need to ask your mom.
I did. I don't know. You don't know. We know around the time, but it's not helpful because
yeah,
it's around
me.
It needs to be like
pretty set.
Okay.
Do you think your grandma knows?
No. Anytime. I can ask my dad.
You can ask your dad?
Yeah.
I feel like your mom would know before.
Yeah.
Your dad would know because
yeah.
she pushed you
she
out.
She pushed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. We'll keep talking about it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to keep going with all the stuff, but keep telling me your questions. So with all this energy, the eclipses going into the winter solstice is really just a big cosmic reset to get us ready for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, eclipses are time to really let go and clear all this stuff, and especially this one because of the way that it's conjunct with Neptune and all these things that I actually don't really understand. But the big picture of it is that it's time to let things go. Even though it's a new moon, because of the way that this eclipse is, you want to release so that you can call in stuff.
Okay.
So if you were to do a new moon ritual, you would want it to be part new moon and part full moon.
Ooh.
So with new moon rituals, I know we've talked about before, you want to call in stuff. full moon rituals you want to let stuff go. Mm-hmm. For this one, if you were to do this today, I did it this morning, but you could do it anytime over this next week. You're hearing this on Thursday, so you could do it on Thursday, you could do it Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday even. You would want to make your release list and burn that, and then burn your calling in list. So you'd want to do both. You don't have to burn them, but I always burn them.
Just picturing my roommates walking downstairs and me like burning something.
Yeah. You should do it and you should see what they say. I bet they would be like, and they would never
come down here again.
Lose another.
Yeah. I was doing mine outside of my window today, mm-hmm. and it started to catch fire really fast. Mm-hmm. And so then I like let it go, but it came back into the house. It was such a mess. I was like, I'm literally going to start a fire. But nothing caught on fire, and I picked it back up and finished it. Yeah.
That's saying, you're all good.
Keep going. Keep burning stuff. Literally. In a workshop I did with the Manor Challenger and Cindy before this one, mm-hmm. like months ago, they had mentioned that if your list is easy to burn, if it burns really fast, it means like it's time to let those things go. It's gonna happen easy for you. And that happened today. When it caught fire really fast and almost burned off my hand. So hopefully my things happen. Hopefully I release those things.
Yeah.
Really easily.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all about the eclipse. Now, that's happening today, on Monday, a week from today.
And what time? Or like, do we know? Or is it like gradual?
That's a really good question. There is a very specific time. I just don't know the time of the eclipse. There's definitely a peak time for eclipses or like the full moon, the new moon coming to like their full fruition.
7:33 a.m.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Okay. So it's today.
Yes.
That makes sense, I guess. Maybe it's being solar. I don't know.
About this
stuff. But I like it. Okay. So it has been eclipsed.
It happened this morning.
Okay.
But you can still do your stuff mm-hmm. Within like a week after, I would say. But you still feel the energy for 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after. And, before I forget, eclipses. So like I said, there's two sets of them per year. So we had it in June and then we're having it now in December. Mm-hmm. So whenever you're making your list of calling in and letting go, you're kind of thinking big picture, like 6 months, mm-hmm. because that's going to be the next time that the next eclipse will come in. Mm-hmm. So when you're making your list, ideally you're thinking, what do I want to let go over the next 6 months? And what do I want to call in within the next 6 months? And then you would do that same thing again for the next cycle of eclipse, which wouldn't happen for another 6 months. Yeah. So,
and your call in list, what do you do with that? Do you keep it or you burn it or you?
I burned both, but maybe I shouldn't have burned that. I feel like for full moons, you burn it,
okay.
and new moons, you keep it. And this one has a new moon, even though you did a release. But whenever you're doing a release list, you always want to burn it.
Okay.
I think it's more about intention. So
yeah.
If you're just, if it feels good to burn it for you, and that's how you're giving it to the universe and surrendering that, then do it. If you like to keep them, because in the past, I would keep them, and I would like to look back and reflect on it, then do that. I think it doesn't matter for your manifestation list, your calling in list. But I think for the release list, you do want to burn that because you're releasing it or getting rid of it, you know, ripping it up, letting water run over it and all the words float away, whatever it is that you like to do.
Sweet.
All right, moving into the solstice. So the solstice, we have the winter solstice, the summer solstice, and then the fall equinox and the spring equinox. Mm-hmm. And solstice actually means like the sun standing still.
Okay.
And like it translates from, I don't know, something. It translates into that.
Okay.
And that's like literally what's happening for both. So for the summer solstice, that's the longest day of the year. The sun is literally standing still in the sky for longer than any other day. And then for the winter solstice, it's the opposite, where the sun is standing still, but like on the opposite side, so that it's the darkest day of the year.
Okay.
And it's, solstice is also called Yule in Wiccan traditions. Mm-hmm. I was like, we should have Lucy. We should have asked her about all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I just looked it up. I have a lot of spell books, so I was researching at home. But for the winter solstice, you're celebrating the rebirth of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's the longest night of the year, it's calling us to like reflect, to be still, to welcome the darkness of winter. and kind of rejoice in that the sun is gaining its strength back to become, you know, fully strong by the summer solstice, if that makes sense. The cool thing about this one is that it's happening on the same time as Saturn and Jupiter are conjunct, which means they're lined up at the, in the sky, and it's at 0 degrees, which only happens, I think, every 200 years.
Oh.
That this all happens and is lined up with the winter solstice. So it's like extra epic this time. Yeah, so it's super epic this time. And it's at 0 degrees Aquarius, which is also air energy. So we were just talking about Sagittarius and Gemini. Gemini's an air sign. Aquarius is also an air sign, and it's also all about like possibilities, change, movement. So again, it's like doubling that energy of transformation and quick change and people needing to be ready to switch things around the way that things have been done for so long, which is really cool. Also, because it's at 0 degrees, so in numerology or in tarot also, zero is where it starts, or it starts at one, but zero is like the void. It's like where everything and nothing is, so everything is possible. It's where everything is created. And so we're like standing at the precipice of all possibilities at our feet right now. We just have to, as a collective and society, decide where our future is going to go, because we literally have all the possibilities, but we just have to make the right choices for it to be in the way that we want it to be, if that makes sense, which is super cool and super magic and epic. I think that's super cool. We're at the void, the quiet before the storm. So that's why this winter solstice is so great. Do you have any questions about that?
I don't think so. I think that one makes... Not immediately. They might come to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for the solstice, things that you can do. I was reading that witches back in the day would literally stay up all night. You don't have to do this.
Learn the
lock dance. Have a good time.
Yeah.
No, they would stay up all night to like usher. It's like as if they were helping the world like birth the sun. Like the sun was, not the sun, the earth was in labor to birth the sun. So they would stay up all night and like help usher that in, because back in the day, witches were thought of as witches when they were midwives, when they knew all these like really cool sciencey things, but because they had so much power, blah, 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 they're witches because men are awful. Yes. So that's one thing that people would do. I would not recommend staying up all night.
Not in my old age. Yeah.
So other things you can do would just be normal full moon cleansing rituals. So you could cleanse your house with sage and then use Palo Santo after. I did that this morning, so I won't do it next Monday, but you could also take a really nice salt bath. Epsom salt, because salt's really cleansing of negative energy and toxins and all that stuff. So that would be really awesome. You could also cleanse your house by setting up little bowls of water and putting salt in that and like little corners. And leaving that overnight to cleanse the house. If you have pets, I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah.
I haven't done that one because I have a dog. Yeah, that would be really bad.
Yeah.
And Mocha would totally get into it.
Yeah.
And also just like honoring that we're going into winter and it's a time of death, really. In the sense of that the seasons are showing us that like winter is symbolizes death. Everything dies. It's like the quiet before the storm, so that rebirth can happen and new things can happen and it can be fresh. So that could be meditating, that could be thinking about where in your life you want to slow down and journaling about that, or just reflecting on that on your own. So doing things that are going to help you turn inward and be still and quiet and honoring that part of the death, rebirth, life cycle. So whatever that is. A lot of times for me, that's like taking a bath. That's like my quiet alone inward time, and then also connecting with water too just feels really grounding. So anything like that would be great.
Nice.
Yeah,
very nice. Okay. And that's on Monday
okay. The 21st. Yes. And today's Monday and we had our eclipse today.
Yes. Okay. Sweet.
Yes.
Nice.
And the eclipse is 23 degrees Sagittarius, so if you do decide to look it up in your chart, you'll need to know that. But watch the Modern Astrologer's video first, because she does a really good job of explaining how to do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So much stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's exciting. It's like
exciting.
A super fun time.
It is. And I feel like that's why so much of the world feels so chaotic right now and so busy.
Yeah.
But also that's why we're so tired.
Yeah.
So I was talking about this with Jose, and he was saying how he feels so unmotivated, and, and I'm like, this is not the time to be hardcore working. If we were working the way that the seasons and nature reflect, this is not the time to be working so much, because we're not supposed to. This is the time of death, slowing down. The time where you're working really hard is the fall and the spring, not winter and summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, society doesn't let us do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll feel so good when it's done. Like, I don't know. It's hard. We haven't had any shows yet.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm so excited that this is a way we can have a show for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like so much pressure on it.
Yeah. We still have to work. We still have to do it.
Oh.
But it's nice to know, I think, that if the seasons are telling us this, then it's just a reminder that, all right, I still have to work 15-hour days.
Right.
But if I get 3 minutes, I'm going to, like, give myself that time to to be still.
Yes. And even having, like, so that I could be editing in the mornings. Today, Kalina was with my pod until, like, 11 a.m., and it was, like, every minute of this is so amazing. Even though I was still working, but I was, like, getting to be here with the news on with my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes. She leaves on Wednesday. Otherwise, I'd have her do it every day. But,
Yes. But
yeah, like, it makes you way more grateful for the times that you do get to.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's needed.
Yeah.
It's really, really needed,
mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. Especially this year. I mean, I think it's needed every year, but.
Oh, totally. Yeah, but there's
year.
So much mental stress, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this can be why everyone feels so stressed and chaotic and ungrounded. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is happening in the sky. And a lot of the things that's happening are in air signs, which is automatically ungrounding.
Mm.
You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just going to be back in water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back in water too. So everyone take a bath on Monday. We'll all be taking collective baths at the exact same time.
I'm going to see if I can use the bath. My parents.
Oh, yeah. He'll be there on Monday.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Bring a bath bomb.
Yeah. Kick them out. Your bathroom is my bathroom.
Yes. I'm sure they'll be happy for you to use it. I'm sure they don't use it as often.
Right.
I'm trying to think. My parents haven't used their bathtub in like 1,000 years.
So what else is happening? Or is that it? I mean, it's not. Is that it?
So that's it?
That's all that's happening now?
So much is happening. No, that's pretty much it astrologically.
Yeah.
To close off the year,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot. But I also did a tarot reading for the collective.
Yes.
Kind of using this winter solstice energy and getting some guidance around that and how we can all go forward into 2021. So how can we close off our year going forward? And I did it earlier and then took notes because I didn't want to bring all my stuff over to Haley's house. But I did a 4-card spread. I pulled a card for health, a card for a career, a card for love, and then a card for spiritual advice. So, and again, this is for the collective. So it's more general, of course, but I think it's something that if it resonates with you, let us know because that's super cool.
Yeah.
It definitely resonated with me. And I was like, oh, this totally goes with the solstice energy too. So
yes.
Super cool. I'm always really shocked, but I shouldn't be shocked. But I'm also shocked when
don't be shocked.
It resonates so well.
But also I have one question.
Yes.
Do you pull a card and say, this is going to be my card for health, or are there cards that are for health? And you
pull no. I pull a card and say, this is going to be my card for health. Like,
okay.
I'm shuffling the deck.
Okay.
I'm asking the universe to give messages for the collective, ending this year, going into the next year. And then I'm like, this is my health card, and I pull it over. And then I do that for all of them.
Sweet. Okay.
Yes.
Cool, cool. Thank you.
So, for health, I pulled the 5 of Wands, and I'm going to post a picture on our Instagram. So if you want to see these cards, I use the Wild Unknown tarot deck, which is beautiful. It's what I always use. And yeah, you'll see what they look like. But I use the 5 of Wands, and for health, this means feeling really scattered and unfocused and ungrounded. And I was like, yes, this year, I think out of any other year that I've been alive, has really put people's not only physical health to the test with COVID and everything going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, not being able to go to the gym and exercise or like do their things.
Yeah.
But also their mental health. I feel like everyone is struggling in some way with that. Maybe not the billionaires, but.
And now even with the vaccine, there's still a lot of mental health attached to that huge decision. And obviously, like everybody, you know, people have conflicting views on that, and that can be hard. Yeah. Right, sorry, one more question.
Yeah, ask me all the questions.
So these are for the coming year, or these are for this year?
This is for the end of this year going into 2021.
Okay.
So like thinking about this energy, how are you ending 2020? How are you going to take this and use it, shift it, change it going into 2021?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so like from the winter solstice into 2021.
Sweet, sweet.
So yes, health, five of wands, feeling really ungrounded, unfocused, all literally all over the place. And wands is about creativity and energy and inspiration. And from what I'm hearing, not only for myself, but like, hey, like all my friends, family, we're all just feeling super burned out and unmotivated and way less inspired than we normally do. Just because of the state of the world. It's hard year to create.
I wouldn't even say it's like unmotivated. It's just like you almost get to a point where you're like, oh my God, when these mountains going to stop coming?
Yeah. Overwhelmed. After, right, when you super overwhelmed.
One. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
100%. And that's what this card's all about. It feels super busy and so all over the place that you don't even know where to start. You just kind of feel lost.
Right.
So I thought that was very appropriate. Ending 2020. How can we use this knowledge to shift going into 2021. All right, the next card I pulled was the Magician for career. And this is one of my favorite cards because, and it totally goes with the winter solstice because it's all about having everything that you need to create the world, your job, your life that you want. Mm-hmm. So going back to that, where the winter solstice is in 0 degrees Aquarius. Mm-hmm. So it's back into the void, like where all possibilities are possible. Literally everything is possible for all of us, but it goes into, can we dig deep enough to pull out the things that we need because it's inside of us. It's not an external thing. Mm-hmm. So I also think that, I saw this thing on Instagram, which I totally reminded me of this, was that someone was saying that being in lockdown made me realize that if I keep putting off my dreams, they may never happen. So I feel like a lot of people are, you know, life is so short and nothing's guaranteed.
Agreed.
And I could die from COVID tomorrow, but also you could have gotten hit by a bus anytime. And now you're realizing life is too fragile to be doing work that you don't want to be doing. So
exactly.
I think a lot of people are waking up to, all right, I can do what I want. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I would rather be doing something, making less money or starting off somewhere else than being unhappy at a job where it feels more stable, but also nothing's really stable. So what am I really giving up? So that's the Magician card. You have everything that you need. You just have to put it all together, find that, and then look inward to bring it to the surface, which I love. All right. Next card is for love, and it's the Hierophant. So this is going from 2020 into 21. The Hierophant is all about knowledge and teaching and learning. So it's that relationship. And I interpret it as everyone kind of taking in what comes their way in their love life and really looking at the lessons that have been happening, but also the lessons that will continue to happen. I really got the vibe that this next few months will just keep teaching us lessons about love and not necessarily romantic love. Mm-hmm. It could also be friendship love and family love and self-love. And I think a lot of this year has really taught us how important self-love is over anything. You can't really give someone any love in any form if you don't love yourself or you're not taking care of yourself, because then you're not going to have much to give. So the Hierophant card is all about learning. There's a lot more lessons to be learned before you can really dive deeper into the kind of love that you're seeking. Mm-hmm. Not that you can't do that, but it just seems like there's still more lessons around love for everyone and all the different kinds of love, which I was like, oh yeah, I like that. There's still things that need to be learned, as there always are, but this is just that reminder of this is that time too.
Yeah.
And this is as you said, it's a void where all things are possible. It's also that quiet time. It's that time to reflect and turn inward and learn from the things that you gain from that. So then last but not least, for the spiritual advice card, I picked the Father of Swords. And this one, still staying very much on theme with everything else, is about searching for truth and like removing emotions so that you can really master the way you see things and being able to see it from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. So as spiritual advice, that really said to me that we're being asked to hold ourselves to a higher perspective or even like the soul's point of view, mm-hmm. whereas the soul isn't about drama or judgment. There's no ego involved in the soul. The soul is 100% love and truth. Mm-hmm. So there it is. Like if you're seeking truth, it's bringing yourself to that soul's point of view and looking from that place, that higher place that we so often don't let ourselves be in, or we're not aware enough to be at, or we let all the humanness, the emotions, the ego get in the way of being in that place. Mm-hmm. So it's really calling us to take a step back, bring ourselves back to that higher place of the soul, which is love and compassion, understanding mm-hmm. for really all things. It's not judgment at all. And looking from that place, which I thought was like, oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And wonderful.
That's really nice.
And I think you should all do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Love and compassion for all.
Woohoo! Shimmy dance.
Yes.
I think that's mostly it for our solstice eclipse episode. Yeah. That was a lot of information. So.
Yeah, but good information. Useful yeah. information.
Yeah.
I'm going to burn some shit this week.
Yeah, burn that shit.
Yeah.
Yes. So great. Well, before we sign off, what are we drinking?
Okay. I had the Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. Which
we've had this
because it's $5 from Trader Joe's,
and it's, but it's good.
Yeah,
good.
I swear this is what they give you at like most Italian restaurants if they have a Montepulciano that's like a cost, you know, whatever the lowest for a bottle at a restaurant is. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny to be like, that's $5 at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. Yeah,
I like it. I've had that one before.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, so I had a teensy bit of that because there's only a teensy bit left, and then I had. I'm on my next half glass of Italian Christmas Red from Trader Joe's, which I like too. It's a Sangiovese. And it's like, I'm getting kind of like cinnamony from it. Like there's something warm about it.
I like it. And the label's super cute. I'm a label whore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It needs to be cute or I'm not going to buy it.
It is a cute label.
I like that. So I'm drinking the Vin Chocolate Noir from Cooper's Hawk. And it is a red wine with a touch of chocolate. It is a super sweet wine. So if you don't like sweet wines, I would not recommend it. But if you do, I would highly recommend it. Or if you are really into dessert wines after your meal, this one would be really good. It's something that me and my mom drink all the time at Cooper's Hawk. We'll go to their, she's one of their members, so we go to their monthly wine tastings. We haven't gone, of course, for months, but we really like it.
So that's what we were drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I don't know what else we have to say.
We miss doing this.
Merry holidays.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Have a merry holidays.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you guys are all staying warm now that it's actually cold in Chicago. Yes. And staying safe, washing your hands.
Wearing masks.
Keeping your group small if you do see people.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really small.
Yeah, testing before you leave and
mm-hmm.
when you come back and just like doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, just being a compassionate human being.
Right, yeah.
I don't think it's that hard.
I feel like it's not.
Right.
But, you know.
I get it.
The news is scary in the morning.
Yeah, COVID is the biggest inconvenience.
It is. It's a huge
to understate it, but
and like Americans are not used to
giving up
anything to be. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is about being comfortable and like being able to do whatever you want.
It's a very individualistic society, America. I'm ready to move to Italy.
Yeah.
So ready.
Aww.
Yeah. There's this Italian cookbook that I'm convinced that if I get for Christmas, which I think I will get it for Christmas, and if not, I'll just buy it for myself.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced that it's going to really make me fall in love with cooking.
Yes.
Mostly because it's just Italian food and pasta and aperitif and
yes.
fun drinks. So I always keep you guys updated.
Tag us if you have thoughts on Nikki's amazing tarot reading and if it resonates with you, because I'm sure it does, because I feel like you and me is pretty spot on. And I feel like for most people, you could connect to it in some way or another.
Yeah. Or even see how things unfold.
Yeah.
There's times where I'm getting a reading or something, and the person says something, and I'm like,
yeah.
And then later I'm like, oh, that's what they meant.
Yes.
They, like, that totally is exactly what's happening in this other way that I just didn't think of it at the moment. So
yeah.
Table things and see how it works out later on.
Totally.
And leave the things that don't sound good. Because, yeah.
I think even if you're not super into tarot readings, it's a great opportunity to just reflect on what is happening presently and your goals for moving forward. Because when you're talking about what you're hoping to see in your life, really that's just goals, and nothing that you would hope to see in your life based on any reading would be something that's not actually something you would love to have.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't hurt to think
about it. To reflect.
Yeah.
100%.
Check us on Instagram. Also, if you're friends with us on Instagram, if you're friends with me on Instagram, and you think I blocked you, I didn't block you. I just got rid of my Instagram. But it'll come back.
Taking a little break.
Yeah. Someday, maybe.
Yeah.
But tag spirit.ual podcast.
Yes. And I think we'll even have some polls going up, giving you guys a chance to ask questions about future episodes and, like, what you want to see or hear about, or if you have questions about any of this, please feel free to DM us. But
yes.
We'll also have some polls going out too. So,
and also hopefully in the new year we can do events.
Yes. Not
meet up, because
hopefully by the summertime.
Yes.
I would say by the summertime we should be able to do something cool and exciting and engaging.
Long-term goal retreat.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yay, we're back.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. We'll be back on New Year's Eve, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. That's
our
exciting.
Last episode of the year.
Yeah, and the perfect day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, all right, you guys.
Okay.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Have a great holiday season.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate. Have a good time.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
How do we turn this off?
I don't know.